All right. Welcome back to episode 3 of the Essential Copywriting Skills series, your daily breakthrough marketing secrets, a special series focused on the essential copywriting skills for beginners to learn and pros to master. Today's topic that we're going to get into is present your offer. And so this is when once you have gotten their attention and once you've built their interest and stimulated their desire with your pitch, it's time to get them to take action. And the way that you do that is by presenting your offer in the best possible way. So that's what we're going to cover today.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So we've spent the first couple episodes of this series essentially laying out a problem-solution arc, right? We get people's attention by saying, hey, you know, whatever that unfulfilled desire that you have is, or whatever that problem is that you want to have fulfilled or solved, we can help you with that, right? I can help you with that. And here is my entire premise on which I can help you with that. And we've proven that, we've laid it out. And what it all leads to is at the point where you're going to start making your offer, hopefully, if you've done your job right, they're basically at the point where they're feeling like, hey, I don't even care what this guy or this gal has for me. Like, I just want it. And so the offer then, well, number one, your job when you lay out the offer is not to screw up that feeling, not to diminish that feeling as you present your product or service. And because if you've done your pitch right, they're like salivating for what it is that you're going to offer them, even before they really understand what it is. And so your job is just not to screw that up. But then what you can do is you can present it in the best possible way so that you really just reinforce that and even more people are prone to respond. And the way that you do that is you make the offer itself the fulfillment of that problem solution promise. So you have a problem, I created the solution, now let me give it to you in the form of this product or service. And that becomes the mechanism by which their problem gets solved. So it becomes like the device, you know, this is the magical problem solving device that I'm going to give to you. And you're going to take it and you're going to say, oh, my problem is solved. And really good copy, really good marketing and advertising does such a good job of doing this that, for example, somebody might buy a book to help them solve a problem, and then they never crack the spine of the book. They never read the book because emotionally they feel like the problem is already solved by making that purchase decision. Now, of course, I'm not telling you to create your business in such a way that people don't even consume your content. I do want you to actually make sure that content is able to solve the problem, or whatever your product or service is a legitimate solution to the problem as you've laid it out, and encourage people to take action on it. But the reality is, like, we often buy for that feeling of having the problem solved, even less so than of actually solving the problem. So let's dive into how we do this in kind of a mix of ways. Now, before one of the things that I see happen a lot when copywriters are writing offers is, you know, they've done a great job of telling a story up to the point where they start to present the product or service. And then it's just like, and you're going to get, well, so for example, let's say training on solving XYZ problem. And it's like, instead of saying, and then you're going to discover this critical part of the solution, then you're going to get this critical part of the solution, then you're going to get this critical part of the solution, and in the end the problem is just going to disappear from your life. Instead of that, it's like, okay, I'm going to solve your problem, right? And you're going to get a video, and you're going to get another video, and you're going to get another video, and you're going to get another video. And while it is important for people to understand, like, that the stuff that they're going to get, it's even more important for them to understand what it does for them and how it's going to change their life. And so for this, really it breaks down into kind of a copywriting 101 lesson of features and benefits, but then there's transformations, or what Clayton Makepeace taught as dimensionalized benefits. And So the feature is what it is. Like, it is the physical stuff or the digital stuff of the product, right? It's the tangible parts of the offer. And so let's say coaching, you know, let's say 12 weekly coaching sessions. That really says nothing except for 12 times of meeting with your coach in whatever context, right? But that is what it is, right? And then there's what it does for you. And so, like, if you're going to go deeper into that, let's go with the coaching sessions. Okay, so we did 12 weekly coaching sessions. That's you're going to get an hour with this person for 12 weeks in a row. And what is that going to do for you? Well, it's going to give you the feeling that you have somebody in your corner who's there helping you overcome challenges, and answer any questions that you have based on their experience, give the insights from their experience, and they're going to give you direct feedback on what you're doing right now so it can change that. So there's what it is and then what it's actually doing for you, and then how that will change your life. So when you get the benefit, you can ask, like, why is that important? Okay, what difference is that going to make longer term? What difference is that going to make longer term? What difference is that going to make longer term? And you just keep asking, like, what is the big change that's going to happen as a result of this little thing? So, for example, like, let's say that coaching is copywriter coaching. Well, it could be, I'm going to help you, like, discover these new, I'm going to help you become a better copywriter now and write better copy now, et cetera, et cetera. But the transformational benefit, the transformation, is you're going to develop very quickly the skills that allow you to write more consistently successful copy, not just in these projects now, but next month, next year, next decade, and for every project that you are working on, whether that's for your own business or for a client business, you have more potential to make even more sales, you know, leads, customer sales, profits from your copy, and generate bigger results and achieve greater success and greater wealth and greater notoriety as a copywriter. And what's ultimately going to happen is the entire course of your life stands to be changed by a few weeks of getting on the phone with me every week. And so, like, that is the how it will change your life dimensionalization of the, you know, problem. I'm not good enough at copy yet. I'll help you get better at copy, right? So features, benefits, and long-term transformations or dimensionalized benefits. Benefits played out through three dimensions, the fourth dimension of time, right? How do those benefits actually change the person's life? So as you start to present your offer, product, service, whatever it is, however it's packaged, right? You don't just think of it like, oh, you're getting this stuff. The stuff is important. We'll talk about the stuff in a minute. But the critical thing that you need to do is remember that solving this problem is going to make a big long-term difference in their life. And that's what you really need to focus on. And then you zoom back in from this, like, future, you know, going to create this big transformation in your life. And the way that's going to happen is through video one, video two, video three, module one, module two, module three, et cetera, right? So when you present the offer, you bring that back. Okay, so we've talked about features, benefits, and transformations. Let's dive into creating perceived value. So this is where you're stacking up the offer. This is where you're essentially laying out an offer stack. Like, here's everything that you're gonna get. But again, I'm gonna remind you, number one, it really is about that result. It's about that result of, you know, that problem is solved, that desire is fulfilled. We're gonna create this future that you desire. And the more that you can tie the benefits of the product to that result that they desire, the higher perceived value your offer is going to have. And so as you're laying out the product or service, your offer, what you want to do is, like, this is going to help you achieve X result. This is going to help you achieve X result. And the actual tangible details of the offer matter far less than, hey, this is going to help you achieve that result. Now, we can add another layer to that to further increase the perceived value of the product by saying, okay, this is going to help you achieve this result with speed and simplicity. Like, it's going to help you do it fast. It's going to help you do it easy. Like, the faster and the easier you're able to get somebody the result, and the more confidence you have that you're going to be able to get them that result fast and easy, the higher perceived value there is there. And then ultimately, as humans, we do still love stuff, especially Americans love stuff. And so having, 10 modules instead of one, having, this multimedia presentation and this multimedia press and this multimedia presentation, having this many hours of stuff, like, adding up all that stuff does create one level of perceived value, but it's nowhere near as exciting as, I can help you get XYZ result fast and easy. Okay, so I know that I haven't gone like line by line, here's how to write an offer, right? And that's not necessarily what this series is. This is like focusing on the principles behind it. This is focusing on really what's going on behind the copy. So as we're presenting our offer, we're always saying, like, this is going to help you achieve this result and it's going to change your life because of this. And, the way that happens is through our product or service. And then we have to lay out a price. And so when we present price, number one, we do want to establish a high value. So oftentimes what will happen is, this particular, an offer is presented more as a package or like as an offer stack than this one thing that you're buying, right? And so this component will have a certain value, and this component will have a certain value, and this component will have a certain value, and this component will have a certain value. And then you show a big spread of like, this is what all you're getting. And then here's the total value. And we establish a value that ideally is going to be 10 to 100 times higher than than the actual price that we're going to present to them in a minute. And so what we want to do is we want to establish this high value of like, oh, you're getting just a ton of value here. And the results that you're going to get like justify that very high value. And then we drop the price. Now, there are lots of gimmicky ways that people have presented price. I like to always think in this regard, as I'm writing the copy, about how it would feel if I was just reading the copy to somebody in a normal voice. And not like over the top, not like, hey, and you're going to get there. Yeah, just not like that gimmicky voice, right? Just, hey, this is, this is a $500 value, and this one is a $500 value, and this one's $500 value too. Like, it adds up like $1,500 value. But the reality is you're not going to pay anywhere near that today. You're not going to pay that $1,500. You're not going to pay $1,000 or $500 or... heck, even 200 or 100. So I just drop the price there in a very conversational voice, right? And there's a feeling to that feels more friendly and conversational and less like a performance. And people tend to buy from people they know, like, and trust. And so be very careful here as you are going to drop the price from like, oh, there's this high value that I've established for all of this, but you're not going to pay anywhere close to that, to still establish and hold on to that knowing, liking, and trusting with your audience by really keeping this conversational and keeping it feeling like a one-to-one discussion, right? Whether that's through words actually presented on a page or through the voice of the person doing the, the video or audio version of your sales presentation. So we're going to establish a high value. We're going to drop the price down to whatever the price is that we're going to ask for today. And then we want to give a believable reason for the low price. And so what justifies the lower price? What's your reason why for the low price? You have to have a believable reason why. It could be a holiday. It could be a, hey, it's the end of the month, so we're going to do this. It could be something more relevant to the product or the service or the market or whatever. It could be, hey, we're just launching this and this is the special launch pricing. It could be whatever it is, right? You want to give a believable reason for the low price. And as a copywriter, you also need to know how to trivialize a price. So, you know, the default example that I go to is, you know, this is like a month's worth of Starbucks coffee. And honestly, like, if you're going to completely change your entire financial future, isn't it worth a month's worth of Starbucks coffee for that, right? So trivializing the prices, comparing it to something else that's very small, and making the transformation that they're going to get feel like it is a very small investment in their future. And then ultimately, once you lay out the price, you do want to reverse the risk. Pretty much every good marketer, kind of through a combination of the requirements of law and what works in the marketplace, pretty much every good marketer has some kind of guarantee. Try it for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. And you can tie that to lots of different things. You can tie it to satisfaction. You can tie it to performance. You can tie it to satisfaction and performance. You can tie it to lots of different things, right? But you make your guarantee. And you can even perhaps make a better than money back guarantee. So depending on, you know, your comfort level in putting something like this out there, a lot of marketers have found a lot of success and very little abuse with, hey, invest $100 today. And if it doesn't get you the result that I'm promising, and this works especially well, for example, for a seminar. So this is a very common place where this is done. So come to my seminar, come to my event, come hang out with us. At the end of the first day, if you're not fully convinced, you're going to make 10, 20, 50, 100 times your money back on the content that you're receiving. What I want you to do is I want you to let us know. And if you let us know by the end of the first day, we will immediately write you a check for the amount that you invested for attending. Plus, we will write you an additional $1,000 on that check to cover airfare, hotel, etc., so that you can just enjoy your few days there of free time as a mini vacation, right? And so that's a better than money back guarantee. And it works particularly well for seminars because people, by the time they get there, are pretty invested in it already. And it's much harder to abuse a guarantee like that versus, say, for example, a digital product that they download and they can keep and whatever. But offering that better than money back guarantee can be powerful. And then once you have reversed the risk, once you have said, hey, the risk isn't on you, it's on me as the person who's making this offer to you, then you need to create urgency. And this can be, hey, we're running out of time for this, or we have a limited quantity, or whatever the other factors are. But you need to create a sense of urgency around them actually getting the product, the service, getting the offer. And then you need to close with confidence. And I think that a lot of people, I don't know, I feel like it's very human to struggle with confidence. And the more confident that you are in your marketing, the more persuasive everything will be from the opening to the close, right? It is especially important when you get down to the close to just muster up all the confidence that you have that, hey, I've created the best solution here. I have created the best possible solution to this problem for you. I know the best path. I know the best path moving forward for you. I've made you the best offer that I can make. Like, I've created the best solution. I've presented you with the best path. I've made the best offer. But ultimately, it is up to you to take action. And so what I want to do today is to tell you that the absolute best thing that you can do, knowing that this is completely risk-free, no obligation, is you take action today. You invest in this product, you invest in the service, you invest in this offer, and experience that, and experience the transformation that comes from it. And if it doesn't live up to what I've just told you, fine. I'll, you know, give you a prompt and courteous full refund. I'll give you your money back. But the only way that you know whether this is truly going to transform your life today in all the ways that I've shown you, that I've proved to you have worked for others, is if you take action now. So that's what I want you to do. And it comes out of this attitude of like, yes, I know that I've created like the best possible product or service here. So I can be confident in telling you, like, even if I'm not confident in other scenarios, I can be confident in telling you, do this now. Because that's what, like, that's what people need at the very end, push them over the finish line. Do this now, buy this, click that add to cart button, whatever it is, right? Present that in, you know, in the most effective way possible. So that is the, you know, that's presenting your offer. And of course, there's more detail, and in the coming episodes, we'll go deeper into that. But you've already gotten the first three episodes of the Essential Copywriting Skills, and they really are the core of copywriting. You need to be able to create a hook. And this is like regardless of whatever medium you're going to use or anything, you need to create a hook and lead that captures attention. You need to make your pitch to like take that attention and the interest that develops in what you're saying and turn the interest, like reinforce the interest and develop a desire for your product, and then get people to take action by presenting your offer. So it's attention, interest, desire, action, the classic AIDA sales formula, right? We create a hook and lead to get attention and start building interest. We make our pitch to build the interest even more in what we're saying and translate it into a desire for our product. And then we present our offer to translate that desire into, to give that desire an outlet through taking action and buying our product. And like I said, there's a dozen plus episodes planned in this series. And those are coming out in the next few days. And they're going to go deeper into these and help you develop even more. So make sure you're staying tuned. Stay tuned. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Make sure you're staying tuned for those coming episodes. And by the way, like my whole high velocity copywriting training program, I'll include a link in the description. It is built around that AIDA. It's built around three different big idea types. It's built around how to structure your copy to make sure that you're covering all these points. It goes deeper into a lot of this stuff and actually like what to say in these different areas. And it's part of my BTMS Insiders training library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee, you get instant streaming access to the entire catalog, over 100 hours of training, and new trainings being added all the time. And yeah, I mean, you just get access for everything for one low monthly fee. And so check out the links with this episode if you do want to go much deeper into this. And yeah, I'm Roy Furr. This has been both your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets and episode 3 of the Essential Copywriting Skills series. I'd love it if you'd leave a comment with this video. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com. Get my daily episode notifications for these episodes and all my daily episodes of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And by the way, once the series is fully published, you'll also be able to find a link in the description to sign up for the daily episodes of the Essential Copywriting Skills going episode 1 through the end. So again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.